on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a wall, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising 'cause we're fed up.
Fed
got
up.
Our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. I guess I should yell louder. How about
just like Ernie and Dave.
Just like Ernie and Dave. We just need a bell.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, there you go. Mark Kent is my name, and I'm your host. And this is Sovereign Mind Radio, and we're sponsored by North State Consultants, Inc. The desk tax prep and the consultants in the business. Their telephone number is 530-221-0101, and consultations are by appointment only. You're listening to 1460 KCNR, home of the Free Fire Media. Today is May 19th, 2012, and I'm here in the studio with our sound guy, Bob, all-around great guy, music entrepreneur. Did I leave anything out, Bob?
I think you pretty well covered it, Mark. Thank you. I'm pinch hitting for Rachel this morning because Rachel is announcing the rodeo parade downtown.
Well, we miss Rachel.
That's coming up at 10 o'clock.
Very good.
If any of you are parked out front, I would highly recommend you move your cars.
Yeah, before they tow them. I'm also here in the studio with my sister, Linda Kent. She is the other half of this thing we call Sovereign Minds. And she,
good morning,
she
Mark. Good morning, Bob.
She does all the work. All I do is talk. So, let's
Truth
see.
Truth statement.
We have a couple of guests in the studio with us today. We have Chad and Melody Fowler. They are delegates for Ron Paul. How are you guys doing?
Great. We're doing awesome.
Doing great.
All right.
Happy Saturday.
All right. So let's see. Let's get right to it. Let's see. What do we got? We got Reading Tea Party meeting Monday, 6 p.m. We have no idea what that's about.
Yeah, I don't remember what we got going on this Monday, but it's always good. So come on down and, you know. Venture with us.
Yeah, we'll dance or something in the parking lot. So, do we have a Ron Paul meeting on Sunday at 6 p.m. at Angelo's?
Yes, we do.
All right, very good, very good. Let's see, any current veterans events that we need to worry about?
Just remember that Memorial Day is coming up, and so we do have some events like out at the cemetery and down at the Civic Center. So next week I'll give you all the updates on that.
Okay.
So you know where to be and when.
Very good.
And I know out at the cemetery, they're going to be doing a Civil War reenactment out there. So that ought to be pretty interesting.
So what are we, the South or the North?
Well, that's a good question.
Oh.
Uh-oh. And once again, somebody forgot to turn their cell phone off. Everybody's grabbing for theirs.
Indiana Jones is coming.
I also wanted to let people know that there is a sheriff event up at Weaverville today at 2 p.m., at Mountain Chapel Church, I believe. Bob?
If I may jump in for just a moment on the subject of that sheriff's event, Linda, thank you. One of the speakers at the event today is Ronnie Reardon from New Mexico. He's an Otero County Commissioner in that state. And he led a fight to take back that county's federal forest land from the government so it could be managed properly. And we are scheduled to talk with Ronnie tomorrow morning on We the People from 8 to 10. It should be quite an interesting story.
I thought I just turned that down.
What is that? That's Indiana Jones, right?
Yeah, that's Indiana Jones.
Right.
Yeah, we're starting off good today.
All right. I will relinquish my mic for the remainder of the program to Linda.
And if you're listening to the radio, Eric, you can call back now. I turned off my cell phone. First quote is, I'm a great believer in luck, and I find the harder I work, the more I have of it. Thomas Jefferson. And I like this one. Opportunity is missed by most because it is dressed in overalls and looks like work. Thomas Alva Edison.
Yeah, I like that. I haven't heard that one before. That's pretty cool.
I want to let everybody know I got the website up and running at sovereignminds.ning.com. And if you don't know how to spell Sovereign Minds, look it up. And Ning is N-I-G.
Let's hope that's not a problem.
Yeah, see, now my phone's vibrating. So.
It's a happy day.
You must have heard me. So anyway, I also wanted to let, you know, so everybody go, I posted a letter for Sheriff, in support of Sheriff Arpaio's investigation, to let him know that everything is good. And that you're supporting him, and that's at sovereignminds.ning.com. And go check out the website. It's not real good yet, but we're working on it. So, let's see. Economic updates. Maybe I should talk about 18 signs that the banking crisis. So I'm going to say Chrysler, banking Chrysler. The banking crisis.
The GM.
In Europe has gone crazy, you know. And this just comes from the economic collapse blog.com. And, you know, it's a great, it goes through 18 things here. And it's 16 Spanish banks have been downgraded by Moody's. The fourth largest bank in Spain has dropped by 14% on the stock. Let's see, Bankia declined by 61%. Let's see, the largest banks in Italy, UniCredit, dropped by 6%. According to CNBC, a Spanish bond auction on Thursday went very poorly. The 10-year yield on Spanish bonds is back above 6%. Guess what, guys? This is not going away in Europe. It's going to be here pretty soon. And if we don't start thinking about getting prepared for it, we're going to be in trouble here. And to think that we are above all this and it can't happen here and the government's going to protect us, you're missing the point because I don't think they can. Now, let's see, back to eight more, let's see, in recent days about eight times more money than usual has been pulled out of the Greek banks. So they're having runs on banks all over Europe, in Spain, Greece, and Italy is about there for civil unrest as well. Let's see, the European Central Bank has cut off direct lending to at least four Greek banks. This one's pretty good. According to a recent German document, financial records at the Ministry of Finance in Athens are being stored in garbage bags and shopping carts. That ought to tell you kind of what's going on. The euro hit a four-month low against the dollar on Thursday. Oh, they're officially in recession in Spain and Italy now, but we're still in recovery here. But, you know, wait till we're waiting for the official announcement that we're not in recovery anymore. We're in recession. Okay, so
that may be a while with the media.
Yeah. Okay. Civil unrest is rising to dangerous levels in Italy. Governments all over Europe are rapidly making preparations for a Greek exit from the euro. Doesn't this, you know, remember that last year when the Greek problem was happening and they kept saying, oh, we're solving the problem. We're having another meeting next week. And next week the meeting would come and problem would solve. Everybody would go home and they'd go, it's all taken care of. And another week they'd go, oh no, it's back.
Yeah, let's have another meeting.
And do you know where our leaders are at this weekend?
At a meeting, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, because there's a problem that has to be solved. And after the meeting, they'll come back and they'll go, problem solved. We're all good again. See?
So y'all should feel better.
Everybody just go back to sleep. So we got Moody's downgrading the credit rating of 26 Italian banks. It also has announced that it's going to review the credit ratings of 114 more European financial institutions. Yeah, so that kind of gives you an idea of what we're talking about here. We've got a real problem going on here, and we're being lied to. Another quick one here is from Rolling Stone Politics. Accidentally released an incredibly embarrassing document show how Goldman Sachs has been naked short selling, which is illegal, by the way. It was released by their attorneys on accident in
kind of like the open mic thing, right?
Yeah, kind of like the open mic thing. Kind of embarrassing, you know. It's so I suggest you go to Rolling Stone Politics is where that's coming from, at rollingstone.com, and you might want to look that one over. And you can see how these guys, you know, pretty much lie and treat their client base like... Okay, I'll leave it alone. So, begins with an S and sounds like a D. No.
Okay, I just want to go back.
Excuse me, I'm clearing my throat. Go ahead.
I just wanted to go back in regards to the letter before we go to break, that the letter actually is to support the Secretary of State on the legitimacy of the birth certificate with the state of Hawaii. So people understand that, because it's possible that then our president wouldn't be put on the ballot.
Yeah, I was going to go over that. And, okay. Yeah, you're right, though. But we're going to come back, and then we're going to do the Obama stuff, and then we're going to get to our guests. But we got a little bit, we never have enough time here. We need like a full day of a week. So maybe everybody write in and tell Carl that we need more time. And so we'll see what happens.
And if you want to help support us, you know, you can always give us some donations or something to help us out or sponsor us. Or
yeah, just send a check to Mark Kent, care of I Need the Money, at P.O. Box. Anyway, we're going to a break now. We'll be right back.
This is home of the Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460, and we'll see you on the other side.
Crank it up, Bob.
Seniors, families, and caregivers, it is time for the 2012 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 23rd. Learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a VIP goodie bag with a $10 gas card inside. Shoppers save an extra 15% with your Macy's card. Don't miss this community event on Wednesday, May 23rd. Over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Enjoy breakfast and lunch and more prizes this year than ever. 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. Keurig coffee maker giveaways. And at 1 p.m., three Macy's gift card drawings. Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 23rd. Vendors include Shasta County Public Health, Curbs Fitness for Women, Walter Hurst Insurance, Addis Healthcare, Shasta County Senior Nutrition, Mercy Home Health and Hospice. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Marianne Seifert of Senior Placement Services, Margie Wapshaw Insurance, Northern Rehab and Respiratory, Precious Cargo, MD Imaging, Welcome Home Assisted Living, and Macy's. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 and AM 1230 KLXR.
Thank you for shopping at Bastiani Arms. It is now 6 o'clock and we are now closed. Please bring your purchases up to the register at this time.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Just kidding.
The good guys at Bastiani Arms will continue to give you the attention and service you've come to expect, even if you need them after hours. They still treat every customer the old-fashioned way, with respect and first-class customer service. If you're buying a new gun anytime soon, remember Bastiani Arms, your locally owned and operated firearms dealer. New or used, Bastiani Arms is Redding's most knowledgeable firearms dealer on handguns, rifles, shotguns, and off-list AR lower receivers. No fishing poles or camping equipment sold here. No, sir. Bastiani Arms is Redding's exclusive firearms dealer. They appreciate your business and thank you for keeping your dollars here in our community. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
That song.
I've got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Yeah, that'd be Hank Williams Jr. there, in case anybody didn't know. Country boy can survive.
And we will.
Absolutely. So, let's go back to this Obama thing before we get to our guests. We need to update everybody on our ongoing criminal investigation into the documents that seem to be forged, selective service, birth certificate. But now the new shocker from the Drudge Report is there's also a political advertisement that was done in, it was listed for it shows Obama listed as born in Kenya during a Harvard Law Review tenure while he was there, because evidently they had put a brochure together. And this comes from thebirtherreport.com, so you can go there and look at it if you want. But it basically says that, Barack Obama, the first African-American president of the Harvard Law Review, was born in Kenya and raised in Indonesia and Hawaii. Now, I guess that's just a mistake that nobody caught. And
it happens, you know.
It does happen, you know. I mean, maybe it is a mistake, but now in Hawaii, the Secretary of State has said that because of Hawaiian law, that one official agency of the government, if it requests a document from another official agency, by law they have to comply. And he is now requesting the birth certificate before he will let Obama on the ballot in Hawaii, which would be kind of interesting, because they either have it or they don't. If they don't have it and they can't produce it, then he's vowing not to let him on the ballot in Hawaii. Now, why doesn't somebody just come up with the birth certificate here? Why is this such a problem?
That's a good question, you know. If there's nothing to hide, why not just produce it?
Yeah, and either that or you can, you know, talk to the guys on CNN, because they'll tell you there's nothing going on here.
All righty, then, there we have it. It's a good day in the studio.
It's another day in paradise. Okay, so.
So let's get to our guests, Melody and Chad. How you guys doing?
Great.
We're great.
Very good. I wanted to congratulate you guys on being Ron Paul delegates. I mean, I am so proud of you guys. I'm practically busting at the seams right now. Although I shall, maybe it's because I need to go on a diet, but, you know. Anyway, go ahead, Linda.
Yeah, maybe you could tell the people how you guys were able to be delegates. I'm sure some people don't know how that process works.
Well, we went on to the Ron Paul website, and there was a delegate, like, registration form that you had to fill out and state, your beliefs and stuff, and just, you know. And I don't know, the Lori Drake from, you know, the California, what is she, Chad? Is she the state?
She's the Northern California campaign, head of the Northern California campaign for the Northern Congressional Districts.
I see.
And so we just got a phone call from her and an email and said, congratulations, you know, you're congressional district leaders for District 1. And then later she asked for us to send in names of people that would be potential delegates. And, we sent in our names, of course, and some county leaders. And so we got the email that we were nominated. So we're the first ones on the list.
Wow.
It's kind of cool.
So do you guys got to, like, when you go to the convention, do you got to, like, wear combat gear or fatigues or camouflage and stuff?
I think we might need it.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe a couple of tactical weapons, you know.
Possibly. I don't know. It's going to be a historical convention for sure. I'm excited.
Yeah, it should be great. I hear blackjacks work really good on Republicans. Sorry. I want to let everybody know that I guess I do have 2 hours on Monday, because Carl did call in. That tells me he's listening, so I better watch it. I am getting more time here and getting the message out, and we appreciate you calling in, Carl, just so you know. Thanks. Anyway, back to Ron Paul here. We wanted to, find out about, the things that are important to the delegates in a Ron Paul campaign. You know, what kind of issues do you think you should be going over? I know you got some a new website that you want to talk about and so forth. So yeah, tell us, feel free.
Okay.
let your hair down.
All right, okay.
You might want to comb yours, Chad.
Yeah.
There's a Ron Paul social network that looks much like Facebook. It's designed and set up exactly the same way, but it's all Ron Paul. And that link is ronpaulsocialnetwork.com. So if you're interested in, that's my Facebook has turned into my news source. You know, I don't watch TV, and I do listen to some radio shows, like 1460.
That's a good thing.
Yes, but I don't, that's where I get my information, and then I go on the internet and I check sources and such. But it's just a great, news feed of different things happening, and it's stuff, that's often in the media weeks later.
Yeah, I mean, they're so much, you know, they've become just a propaganda tool, in my opinion, anymore. I can't even hardly watch the TV, because if you really start doing your homework and educate yourself on the issues, whether it's reading the material from Ron Paul's campaign or his books, or not even his stuff, but just generally educating yourself more on the internet, guess what? You start to find out that there's holes in the stories of the people on TV. And it gets to a point after a while that you start seeing outright lies.
Right.
And it's like this last week, oh, Ron Paul's quit. He's over, you know, all over the media, or in the, you know, Ron Paul's done, you know, he's quit. Well, that's ridiculous. He hasn't quit at all.
Right. He's just, you know, he's pausing any money spent on campaigning and ads, and he's focusing it more on delegates, where that's how you win, is through delegates, and he's winning delegates.
Yeah, he's winning delegates despite the fact that the entrenched people in the process have been not following their own rules, have been circumventing the process. I just got a letter from somebody that talked about how in a state in the Northwest that they had a vote, and everybody submitted their ballots. They did the vote and counted them in private. They came out, and they said, oh, the Ron Paul person only got 15 votes. Well, she stood up and said, hey, that can't be. And so they took a vote hand vote in front of everybody. It was 51.
Maybe he was dyslexic. I don't know.
Yeah, they said, oh, it was kind of a voting process problem where it didn't count some of the votes. And, you know, it's like, really? So time after time after time, anybody who doesn't go with the Republican machine doesn't get the vote count, is what they've been trying to do, and it's been working to a degree, but also it's starting to come out that the delegates are starting to go towards Ron Paul in the majority of these states that the problems are at. So
yeah, it's amazing that he's doing so well with so many things against him, and especially in the misinformation that's given out to voters and from the media. And everybody I talk to thinks, oh, you know, is he still in it? Why is he still there? And it's the information that's given out from the media, and they're getting their information, and they're just totally misinformed. It's really sad.
If he had been given the same coverage as the other candidates throughout this process, I believe that he would be leading by a landslide. But we have Carl on the phone here, and, you know, he's the guy that's sort of in charge around here, and he used to be a colonel, I think a lieutenant colonel, so we better let him on the line here.
Are you there, Carl?
I'm here.
Good morning, sir.
I heard Mark saying something, you know, I don't have enough time. I don't have enough time. So Monday, you have 2 hours.
What a guy.
You have Mark's hosting our show.
Hey, I totally appreciate it. I totally appreciate it, Carl. I appreciate the fact that you're listening, and you know, you guys have been so good down here. You know, I can't thank you enough for giving us this outlet to get a lot of this information out to people.
Well, you know, the outlets are limited, it seems like, and the higher up you go in the chain, the less information is allowed out. So, you know, you need community radio. You need that.
I agree.
Internet to, you know, to see what the people are thinking. I mean, really what people are thinking, not a word poll that can be skewed any way you want it. But this way you get to hear people. You get to hear people talk and then people responding to it.
Absolutely. I totally agree. I mean, we are becoming the media, because it seems like the media has become so slanted one way or the other that, you know, the truth is not really on the table, it seems like, anymore, as far as the part of the story that should be the most important.
Absolutely. And that's why we pride ourselves on that. We have like 13 local shows with more coming on. And it allows the whole neighborhood, the whole community to have a say. So, anyway,
absolutely.
Monday, well, we appreciate
7 to 9.
It.
7 to 9 Monday.
Thank you, sir.
I guess I'll have to prepare now.
No more than you do any other time. You're always ready, Mark. You're always ready.
Thanks, Carl.
Okay, have a great show.
All right. Have
All
a
right,
good weekend.
Thanks, Carl. Right,
you bet.
Right,
thanks. Bye.
Okay, so let's see. We ought to be getting closer to a break here, but I'm not sure how close. Maybe I got time to read this letter. Okay, we got a minute. I'll go through this letter real quick, and then we'll go to break, and then we'll come back. And this letter is from about the Supreme Court is working on it. And this is about Obama's Solicitor General recently appointed to the bench, blah, 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 blah. Okay, this comes from Anthony G. Martin, North St. Paul News. According to sources who watch the inner workings of the federal government, a smackdown of Barack Obama in the U.S. Supreme Court may be inevitable. Ever since Obama assumed the office of president, critics have hammered him on a number of constitutional issues. Critics have complained that much, if not of all, Obama's major initiatives run headlong into constitutional roadblocks on the power of the federal government. Obama certainly did not help himself in the eyes of the court when he used the venue of the State of the Union address early in the year to publicly flog the court. So what's going on here, guys, is that there's four big things on the court's table here. We've got Obamacare. We've got two Supreme Court cases on his eligibility challenge. We've also got the Arizona immigration issue. And so also there's also, and finally it says, the biggie that could potentially send the entire White House cards tumbling in a free fall is the latest revelation concerning Obama Department of Justice and its refusal to pursue the new Black Panther Party. The group was caught on tape committing felonies, attempting to intimidate Caucasian voters and staying away from the polls. I mean, so all of this is on the Supreme Courts, and they're going to, and the word is that they've made a 5-4 decision against Obamacare, and these other ones are on the table as well. So this could be a big blow to this administration, and this should be coming out in June.
Ah, that will be very nice.
So with that,
I guess we're going to a break, or
maybe it depends. Bob's on the telephone. I think we're going to go to a break. Go ahead.
This is KCNR, home of the Free Fire Media. 1460. I guess we're lagging here a little bit. Sorry.
Don't worry, it's fine. It's all good.
Shasta County, this is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Please join the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard and Senior Chief Rob Burrows of the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center for a sunset dinner cruise on Lake Shasta, Sunday night, May 20th, 2012, from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Tri-tip dinner will be included, an open bar. Tickets are $150 each. Reservations are required. Only 50 seats available, so please make your call today. All proceeds from this event will be going to the Liberty Park for the new Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center campus to be located at Redding Municipal Airport. Again, the phone number for this is 378-2280. That's 378-2280. Come join us for a wonderful night. Here is your chance to meet with the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. Enjoy a fantastic dinner and spending an evening on beautiful Lake Shasta, just in time for Sunday's solar eclipse. Again, the number to call, 378-2280.
Hi, I'm Bob Moore from Moore's Flour Mill, and I'd like to clear up some confusion. Measure B has nothing to do with the proposed shopping mall on Knighton Road. Measure B is an extreme measure that would dictate what hundreds of private property owners can or cannot do with their land. Measure B is supposed to protect farming, but if it passes, I won't be able to expand my organic farm in Cherry Creek Bottom or allow the public to buy fresh milled grain products at the farm. So please, vote no on Measure B. It's got absolutely nothing to do with the shopping mall.
Paid for by Moore's Flour Mill.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Bishop, If only I could sing. I'd sing with him.
Can't have everything.
Okay, so I got maybe a comedy career, but definitely not going to be on stage anytime soon with a rock band. But I wanted to play this to see. Oh, let's see if I can play it. Is it going to play? No, it's not going to play. I know why it won't play. Because I have the sound turned down. That really screwed me up. I thought I was going to be really slick here.
It didn't work.
It didn't work.
That's okay, Mark.
We should point out you were attempting to play your cell phone there just to clarify.
Yeah, I wanted to play. Hey, if you can't have any fun here, what the heck? You know, I mean.
It's never a dull moment, that's for sure.
Okay. See, I got it. Is this how that sound? So we'll have that on next week for Melody because she likes that Last of the Mohicans song. We're back.
All right, we're back.
Better turn my sound down. So, anyway, let's get back on Ron Paul stuff here. I mean, seriously, we've got till Monday to re-register, and I think that's a big thing. I mean, a lot of the people don't realize that if you registered as independent or declined a state last year, that if you try to go vote in the Republican primary, which I think is an issue here, a lot of people are saying it's right now it's between Paul, Obama, and Romney, and that's not correct. Right now it's just between Romney and Paul. We haven't got to the big show here, so we're deciding who we're going to send. So if you're not voting your conscience right now, I think you're kind of missing the whole point here. If Romney wins, that's one thing at the big show. But why would we send somebody who doesn't represent our beliefs in the Constitution and liberty now to see? Because I think either one of them is probably going to win against Obama at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's easy to do, too. They can go to www.sos.ca.gov/elections to register to vote. They download a PDF file, sign it, and then just mail it in. It's that simple. It only takes about 5 minutes. And, yeah, it's a closed primary. You know, it used to be open, but they changed that last year. And so that's our big push right now is to register Republican. And if you're a Democrat, there's a whole movement called the Blue Republicans and, that were, you know, traditionally Democrats, but they're registering Republicans just to vote for Paul.
Yeah, I think it's important because if you really want to get into this election process and vote for the person that you want in there, and you're not registered Republican, you need to do it. We've got a caller on the line. I could ignore him, but you know it probably wouldn't work when I see him the next time. So,
and that would be very soon. Are you
so,
there, Terry?
So I think I'll talk to him.
I'm here.
How's it going, Terry? Just kidding.
Doing good. How are you doing, Melody?
I'm doing great, Terry. How are you?
Doing good. Anyway, yesterday was a lot of fun. We were out there at the rodeo with Melody, getting voters to sign up. And the good thing was is we got a chance to talk to some people. One friend of mine who owns a chain of restaurants, another young lady who now runs a chain of restaurants, and also got a chance to talk to the sheriff. And I think the bottom line thing was when they asked me about Ron Paul, is I said, well, when are we going to start voting our conscience? And just about everybody looked at me and said, yeah, that's true. I said, in the primary, you know, we need to send a message.
Right.
Really, that we're not going to take what the establishment keeps shoving down our throat.
Yeah, and they keep doing it. I mean, what people are in denial about is that Obama and Romney's policies are so similar. If they think they're going to get a big change by sending Romney, I think they're sorely mistaken.
Yeah. But, you know, the thing is that right now, I mean, we have, it's sort of one battle at a time. It's one day at a time. And I think a lot of it is that, you know, I mean, Melody, you're great. I really appreciate what you're doing. It's just wonderful having young people like you and Chad that are out there understanding that this guy is probably the only guy out there that promises a future. There'll be tough going, but he promises a future because the other way we don't have a future. So I think that's just great. And the other thing is I think that, you know, as far as looking at this overall, we have to really get out of the Reading area or the little groups of people we know. And I think that was good. Last night, stepping out in a situation where there was a lot of people, and even if it is the same town we all live in, but I mean, if we're going to do something and we're in it to win it, we need to get the feelers out a little bit further than just Reading and the people we know. And I think that's real important. And I just would encourage anybody listening to this, if you're a Ron Paul supporter, to let your friends know in other areas that this can be found on the computer. It is streamed on the computer. They can go back and find it on the archives, and they can get information about Ron Paul. Absolutely. And I won't take up any more of your time because I want to hear your guests.
Well, absolutely, Terry. We totally appreciate you calling in and you know, all the time that you guys spend out there, you know, in the trenches. You know, I can't say enough about the hard work you and your wife do, Sally. So, you know, just so you know, I was kidding when you called.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
Oh, too bad.
Sally probably did. But anyway, also the sheriff thing today is going to be fabulous.
That's the other thing I wanted to mention was the sheriff thing. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's going to be great. We will have Ron Paul stuff on our out there, and again, being able to talk to people from Trinity County and from over Del Norte County and from all these different counties, to where when they have their questions, we can talk with them a little bit. But I mean, it should be, you know, we really should be looking at, hey, we need to vote our conscience.
And you know something too, this is about a movement that's long term. Whether Ron Paul actually gets in or not is
good
not
point.
Necessarily even the big issue. The big issue is here, are we going to start moving back towards liberty and freedom, or are we going to keep going down this road of big government and tyranny? That's the
good point.
That's the issue.
Yeah, good point. Yes. All right, buddy.
Thanks again, Terry.
You bet.
Forget last night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
No problem at all.
Don't worry about it, Melody. It's
okay. Melody kind of embarrassed herself a little bit here because she's not used to the radio. It's new for her. But, hey, I think she's doing a great job.
Yes,
she's absolutely doing fine. She looks good in red right now. And so, you know.
It's all okay.
Yeah, if you can't have fun here, then what's the point? Yeah. So, anyway, let's get back to Ron Paul stuff. And, you know, nobody knows how I feel, so I guess that I should probably reiterate the fact that I'm a Ron Paul fan, or maybe everybody already knows how I feel.
Yeah, it was great writing down to Davis with you, Mark, and getting your book signed.
That was
pretty cool.
That was the coolest thing, I got to say, in a long time for me. I mean, the people who don't know the story, I have a copy of a Ron Paul book that I met him down in Sunnyvale in 88 and got him to sign this book and talk to him for a little while. Well, we went to the rally, me, Chad, and Melody down in Davis a week or so ago, and I wanted this book signed so bad that I couldn't hardly stand it, you know, and I couldn't get close to Ron Paul because obviously presidential campaign. So there was this really pretty girl there that looked like she was in charge of something. So I went up there and I said, hey, you know, could you get this book signed? And she said, probably not. And then I opened it up and I practically teared up in front of her and said, you know, you don't have much this would mean to me. So she took it back. She came back an hour later or so and gave me the book signed by Ron Paul. So I have two signatures in the same book. If he makes president, I'm not even sure the highest bidder could get it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Anyway, it was a great time.
Yeah, it was great. It was nice to see the thousands that turned out. But,
and all the young. I mean, I've never seen so many younger people involved in a presidential campaign election and just the support and the excitement of the younger folks.
And it's the future of the movement, and I think that's what a lot of the old guard is kind of afraid of. Is that, you know, what's the Victor Hugo quote? When an idea's time has come, nothing can stop it.
No government.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Extinguish it. Yeah. And the big thing about the movement too, and that's why I encourage more young people with families, young families, to get on board, is that this thing, you know, this last week there was, you know, like the media that you heard that he canceled or suspended his campaign, which was untrue. But this movement surpasses Ron Paul. He just started it, and it's a fire that's burning bright and far, and it's going to continue into the future. And, you know, we can't relax. We have to get out of our comfort zone, and we need to get out there and be advocates for liberty for our kids. I mean, Chad and I have three children, and, you know, I want to be able to look them in the face one day and tell them that I did everything I possibly could for their future.
Absolutely. Yes. You know, I mean, the thing is that the powers that be have skewed the facts to the point of stupidity. And I got an email from a friend of mine here. I won't name names, but, you know, it's only in America top 10 list. And it says, only in America could politicians talk about the greed of the rich at a $35,000 a plate campaign fundraising event. You know, and that just kind of says a lot of what we're talking about. These guys, you know, think they can say anything. And you know, really, so let's see, if you are for sound money and the founding fathers' principles and liberty, that you're some kind of an extremist nut, but running up the debt, spending us the money that we don't have, borrowing everything that we're spending on half of the federal budget, and that's somehow fiscally responsible.
Right, right.
It's insane.
Yeah, but what they don't realize is that, like Ron Paul says, freedom is popular, and, you know, it's it's catching the, you know, it's catching fire, and it's what was my thought there? It's not going to end in November.
Right.
It's going to continue on.
Yeah, whether Ron Paul gets elected or not, this is a movement that's not going to be stopped, and this is just the start of it. Ron Paul is not the Messiah. Okay, but he is a leader, in my opinion, of the stature of Thomas Jefferson. You know, and if Thomas Jefferson or George Washington was alive today, guess what? They wouldn't get any media coverage because they would be extremist nut jobs.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, how screwed up is that? So, you know, I mean, you know, like we got here another one. Only in America could we have two people that are responsible for our tax code, Tim Geithner, the head of the Treasury Department, and Charles Rangel, who once ran the Ways and Means Committee, both turned out to be tax cheats who are in favor of higher taxes. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that we're talking about here. And we'll come back from the break, and I'll read a few more of these top 10 ones. But, you know, they've turned it around to where there's no sense anymore. There's no common sense. It's the old evil is good thing. But we'll be back.
And this is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Nibbling on sponge cake, watching the sun bake. All of those tourists covered with oil. Drumming my six string on my front porch swing. Smell those shrimp they're beginning to boil. Wasting away again in Margaritaville. Searching for
my... I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I am committed to actively protecting our renewable resources, mining, agriculture, logging, and ranching. It's time the county starts working for the people, not against. It's time for a change. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
New Mexico's Ronnie Reardon is in the North State this weekend speaking at the Constitutional Sheriff's Meeting in Weaverville. As an Otero County Commissioner, Reardon led a fight to take back that county's federal forest land from the government so it could be managed properly. We'll follow up on that story when we welcome Ronnie Reardon tomorrow on We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, I'm Jeff Hess with Hawkins Companies, a family-owned business for over 35 years. Part of our goal when coming into a community is to add economic development. In addition, we try to identify community problems and provide solutions. For instance, Sheriff Pasinko and a number of Redding police officers have indicated the need for additional jail space. Our retail developments, such as Sportsman's Warehouse, will earmark thousands of dollars for public safety. We appreciate all of your support.
Join the conversation in our chat room. KCNR1460.com.
Too many broken hearts are falling in the river. Too many lonely stars have drifted out to sea. You lay your bets and then you pay the price. The things we do for love.
The things we do for love.
Communication is the problem to the answer. You've got to.
Like walking in the rain and the snow, and there's nowhere to go when you're feeling like
okay, so maybe the bass is better. I don't know. All right. Maybe I should be that Elvira song. Giddy up, a boom, bop, a mow.
Okay, okay, sorry. I think we're back. And,
oh, yeah, we're back.
I wanted to say something really quick. I wanted to thank Terry and Sally both for just kind of training me last night. I asked them, you know, what do you guys do? And then they're like, this is what we do. And I'm like, oh, you're full-time Patriots. That's pretty cool. So they just kind of gave, they taught me a lot. So I'm in training still. So
they are the heart of the Tea Party. If anybody doesn't know that at this point, then they need to show up and learn, because those two are like, you know, they have more energy than anybody I've ever seen when it comes to this stuff. So, yeah, they're great. So
I believe we have a caller on the line. Melissa, are you there?
I just want to let everybody know, Terry, I'll take that in a check.
I don't know. Did we leave?
Do we have somebody on the line?
Yeah, we did have somebody. Did we lose her?
No, I'm here.
Oh, oh, there you are. Hi, Melissa. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Do you have a question or a comment or something?
I'm actually Melody's sister.
Okay.
And I just wanted to say that I'm really proud of her for everything that she's doing. She's extremely passionate about, you know, just spreading the word of liberty and freedom. And I'm just want to say I'm really proud of her for everything that she's doing.
Well, cool.
Oh, thanks, sis. You're awesome. And she's got the fire's caught on to her, too, and she's starting to make posts on Facebook and things, and she's getting into the movement as well.
Very cool. Well,
so,
go ahead.
Oh, sorry, I was going to say my last, the previous caller before me, I totally agree with him about, you know, reaching out our fingers to other parts of the counties and stuff, because, you know, I've had friends that come here from different parts of the of California, and they've always said that Redding is really weird. they keep saying that it's just a different mentality here, and I don't know what that is, because, you know, I haven't really experienced that, but I do get it a lot from people, outsiders, and so I totally agree about extending, you know, just the word out past our comfort zone and past our little, you know, people that we know.
I guess just if you're from Greenwich Village, New York, then you're normal and sane. Just saying. Okay, very good, very good. Well, we totally appreciate your call in. Unless you guys got something else, let's move on.
Nope, that's it.
Thanks. All right, thanks, all right. Melissa.
Okay, bye-bye. Hey, I got two more things on the top 10 here. And only in America could people who believe in balancing the budget and sticking by the country's constitution be thought of as extremists. Only in America could you need to present a driver's license to cash a check and buy alcohol but not to vote. I mean, that one just, oh boy, that one kind of gets me a little bit here, okay? Because, like, really, only in America could rich people, and I'm not sure what the definition of rich people is, because, you know, according to the government's definition, anybody making over $100,000 a year is rich. But if you live in San Francisco and you're making $100,000 a year, you're probably in a cardboard box. But only in America could rich people who pay 86% of all income taxes be accused of not paying their fair share by people who don't pay any income tax at all. So, I mean, does that just kind of grate you a little bit here? I mean, it's unbelievable. So
all the more reason why we got to get out there and, you know,
start
get our country back.
Get our country back.
The Constitution.
Melody went and signed up yesterday to be a poll watcher. Is that
observer.
What? Poll observer. So if anybody has doubts in the system and how it goes and wants to check it out, I mean, I think that's awesome to go and see and make sure that everything's legitimate and you're watching. If we had lots more people all across the country doing that.
Wow.
Anybody can do it. You just have to go down to the county registrar and sign up.
I was thinking that was coincidental, because I thought I heard that Ruth Angel signed up to be a pole dancer.
Uh-oh.
No? Oh!
She is still in the studio.
Sorry. Anyway.
Was there a couple other things you wanted to go over, Melody?
I did. I wanted to mention two things. One, the money bomb that was yesterday was successful, and it's still going. If you would like to donate, just go to Ron Paul 2012. They've raised over $700,000 and counting. And the other thing was, the older generations out there, I just want you to please make a note that this movement is a constitutional revolution. I don't know. I can't remember any time in history that so many young people have been united under something that is represents virtue and principles and excellence. And I mean, to me, that's and Ron Paul says it too, that that's what gives him hope and that's what makes him idealistic, is that, you know, this is the new generation. We are changing the face of the GOP. We are the new GOP. And so, I just, you know, lend our young people, you can support them by voting Ron Paul in our primary on June 5th.
I was going to say, what I find interesting is the fact that, talking about freedom in the Constitution, people have to realize that we got to get rid of this big overseeing federal government on every issue and get back to local and state. And what people want is, they want their version of freedom. Now, you can't have your version of freedom or my version of freedom. There has to be some laws and restrictions. I mean, you can't have minors, doing marijuana in third grade. But the point is that, you know, you start looking at alcohol in relationship to that. You know, the guys that are drinking, they don't mind their version of freedom and the federal government out of it, but they don't want the guys that are smoking pot to have their version of freedom. And I'm saying, you know something, you got to let everybody do what they're going to do and suffer their own consequences, as long as they're not hurting anybody else. And that's what we need to get back to.
Personal accountability.
Personal accountability. That doesn't mean you approve of alcoholism or drug abuse. It means that they have to be accountable among themselves. And to say that alcohol, for example, is less of a problem from an addict standpoint or a ruining people's lives standpoint than pot, I mean, that seems to me pretty disingenuous. You can't say, oh, we're going to have this thing over here, but we're going to not allow that thing over there because we don't like that, because we came in from an older generation. Well, this was accepted and that wasn't. We got to get back to freedom and personal accountability across the board. That's what will straighten this thing out. It will never solve the problem by law enforcement trying to tell everybody, especially from the federal government, and using the money into the law enforcement community to basically bribe them into their programs.
Right, and a government cannot make a society moral. It just can't. It has to come from the people.
It has to come from the people, and that's the message that we need to. And guess what? No, nothing's perfect. Freedom's not perfect, but you know something? It's a lot more perfect than tyranny, and that's where we're headed. What you have to understand is that either we're going to have less government control or we're going to have more government control at the federal level. Now, if the people in the city and the state decide that they don't like something, hey, I'm good with that. But when you got the federal government coming in and saying, oh, we're going to write you a check, local law enforcement, so that you will, you know, take your resources and your time at the local level and put it towards the projects that we want done, that's a problem for me, you know, because what they're basically doing is they're pulling resources, in my opinion, off of criminals and putting it towards stuff that would solve itself if you just got rid of all this. It's like prohibition. Look at what prohibition did for alcohol. It did nothing except cause more problems.
Right. And you have to check, you know, pharmaceutical drugs as well, and cigarettes. I mean, look at how much, you know, how many people they kill, and that's not.
And the whole gateway thing is, garbage too, because I smoked candy cigarettes before I went to the harder drugs. Really? Oh, so we could just about, you know, tie anything together that we want.
Right.
You know, no.
Don't give them any more ammunition.
Yeah. In fact, when I was a kid, I smoked Lucky Strike candy cigarettes. You know what I mean? Please. It's not a good argument. What it is that you should have went to church on Sunday and learned that cigarettes were bad in the first place, and maybe you wouldn't ruin your life if you were personally responsible and started doing the right things instead of the wrong things. That's what's going to change it. So we got a couple of minutes. I really want to thank our guests for coming in.
We had a
great time, and hope to see you guys out there soon. Anything you guys want to add before we have to go? Because we'll run out of time here. We got 2 minutes.
Okay. I would just say go to Reading Ron Paul, and that's our meetup group if you want to just join in and get connected with me. And then also we have a Facebook page. And I encourage everyone to get out there. I mean, this is a revolution, and it's really cool to be a part of it. And we're making history, and I don't prefer to sit on the sidelines. I want to be in there. I want to get my hands dirty. So that's what we're doing. And I encourage you all to join us.
We want you in the game. That's right. We're going to send in our strongest linemen. Okay, I got a quote, unless you got something.
No, go ahead.
My quote is, as soon as someone or anyone starts telling you to be realistic, cross that person off your invitation list. That's John Elliott.
I guess I better mention for Indian Dave out there that he's got a flea market garage sale coming up on June 9th and 10th. So if you're interested in selling stuff out there with him, A space is $20. Give him a call at 945-1957.
You need to put principles above parties and start voting your conscience, guys, out there, if we want to get back to liberty. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. Remember, keep stacking and storing here, because I think it's going to get kind of dicey pretty soon, guys. Europe is imploding. With that,
and this is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Brody, body, coconut, body, boo, a time is just a hand order, what you paid for a lot. She put the lime in the coconut, she took a bowl up. She put the lime in the coconut, she took a bowl up. Put the lime in the coconut, she took a bowl up. Put the lime in the coconut, she called the doctor, woke him up.
Kurt Largent is next at KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler, committed to resolving Europe's debt crisis. President Obama pointing out leaders at the G8 summit are discussing
how we can manage a responsible approach to fiscal consolidation that is coupled with a strong growth agenda.
Fox Radio's Mike Makowicz is at Camp David.
In past meetings, President Obama has been the odd man out, arguing for continued government spending to keep the recovery going. The political backlash to austerity in Europe and the election of a new anti-austerity French president may strengthen his hand at this G8.
The leaders already agreeing on security issues like continued sanctions against Iran over its nuclear program. Ahead of the NATO summit in Chicago, three terror arrests. Police say the men in their 20s plan to make Molotov cocktails to disrupt the gathering. Thousands of protesters expected in Chicago tomorrow. A no-go for the